Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to the Purpose of Closures
Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. And I would rather have Jesus than silver and gold, because when you have Jesus, you have everything. Even when you thought you lost everything, you still have everything. Amen. Yes, just want to start off real nice. You know, today is Sunday. I hope you all, if you're not just laying in the bed, chilling, meditating, praying, or ready for to do the affirmations together, I pray that all is well and pray that you are planning to assemble yourself in the house of God this morning. But you know what? As long as you spend time with God. That's what this is all about. That's what this Blog Talk Radio is all about, spending time with God. And you know what we do. We start off with our affirmations. I've got a lot of things in store for you this morning to share with you. But before we do that, let's do some self-love.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others am fully confident in who I am. I pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. I have inner peace. I am stress-free. Thank you. I am comfortable with myself. I am a confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, and let's add another one. I am awakened, okay? Because a lot of people that is walking around still sleep and don't understand how the kingdom of God works right here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So thank you, listeners. If you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Please follow this broadcast to receive notifications directly to your phone, through email with the notification. And if you'd like to contact me, you can contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. Also, check out, subscribe to my YouTube channel and the website if you'd like to purchase any of my books. I have the last one is written as 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married, Purpose of Closure, Volume 1, 2, and 3. 3, a lot of people never really probably familiar with it, but that one is the Open Doors to a Journey of Hell. That was the latest one, and the volumes. You can purchase that through the website, or you can find it on Amazon, okay? Today prayer, we're praying for finances, okay? This is not a prosperity message. This is praying for finances, but I want to share testimony with you about finances that I experienced, as well as share a few notes. So you might want to get a paper and pen and jot down some of these scriptures, because we always back the word up or a message with scriptures from the word of God. Amen. I want to thank all the listeners. The stats are just going up tremendously and we are growing. That's why consistency is the key. The devil try and snatch your dreams or blindfold you. That's why I said, I am awake. I can see. And I see what God has in store. Not everything, because, you know, if he showed us everything at one time, it'll blow our mind and we'll mess it up. So he just gave us, like, little previews and, you know, sneak previews before he'd be showing up and showing out. And he continues to do it. You don't just do it and then stop. You go from glory cloud to glory cloud. Amen. Because clouds evaporate. So we can hop on one cloud to carry us a distance, but then it's time to get on another cloud to go farther. Amen. So before we get into the message with prayer, we want to praise God. We want to praise God. And while you're praising him, just meditate. Just meditate on the things that God does for you and have done for you and will continue to do for you. And we praise and worship God with our finances as well. So let's do some praise and worship, because that's what we do.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice in worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence.
Yes, yes. Praise is one of the keys operating in the kingdom of God. Praise is one of the keys in the kingdom of God to operate in the kingdom of God right here on earth as it is in heaven, aligning yourself up with the heavens to the earth, from the earth to the heavens. Now, I want to, that's why I asked you to give you time, get your paper and pen, because we're not going to have that much time to read all the verses, but I just wanted to give you, excuse me, please forgive me, want to give you some scriptures to meditate on, to read, because we back up the message with scriptures, which is in the Word of God. Usually, when I first started, it was only 15 minutes, but as you grow, you go longer. You know, you exercise your muscle, exercise your prayer language, exercise your praise, exercise your meditation with God, and then that muscle gets stronger and stronger. Amen. That's where the power comes from, and the confidence in God and confidence in yourself to be obedient and do what God has laid in your heart to do, no matter what people say or think. Okay? Now, 10 key Bible verses on giving. 2 Corinthians, verse 9 and 7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsive, for God loves a cheerful giver. Write down Matthew 6, 2nd to 4th verse, Deuteronomy 15:11, James chapter 2, 15-16 verse, Proverbs 3:9-10, Luke 6, 30, Malachi 3:10. Everyone's familiar with that one. But we're going to learn something different today about finances. And then we're going to pray over our finances. Also, 1 Corinthians 13:3. Now, here are four types of giving according to the Bible. Tithes. Tithes often get confused with offering, but both are very important from each other. The seed or offering, as mentioned, offering differs from tithes. The first fruit and almsgiving, okay? That's why sometimes people be sitting and wonder why they keep passing the plate and how many times you're going to take up an offer. And I don't think not too many ministers really teach the body of Christ, the congregation, about this. So I just want to give you some things to work with for right now. Now, we're going to start off with finances, okay? Now, throughout the Bible, we see that God has a lot to say about finances. God wanted to be involved with Abraham's finances, and he wants to be involved in yours. Fundamental principles of Abraham prosperity. And Abraham was a very rich, he was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. Genesis 13 and 2, write that scripture down. He listened to and obeyed God. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. He honored God who prospered him. Genesis 12 and 7. He was generous and avoided strife. That's in Genesis 13, 5 and 9. He was compassionate towards others. Genesis 18, 24 to 33. If you want God to be involved in your finances and prosper, you must honor these basic principles. You cannot be greedy and truly prosper. There is nothing wrong with wanting to have abundance for yourself and your family, but giving to God and being generous to others is part of the spiritual law. Now, I always say, don't be greedy, just be needy. Because greed is one of the deadly sins. You end up selling your soul for it. Now, Solomon understood the principles of prosperity. He was one of the richest men who ever lived. His proverbs reveal many truths regarding finances. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. He who gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes from their want will have many a curse. Proverbs 28, 27. Now, you might want to, if you didn't write down the scriptures, you might want to just replay this and go over it, because it's a lot of powerful information here about finances. But in order to have true riches, the motive of your heart must be pure to bless others and establish God's covenant. Because, you know, people, God don't bless us just to hog it all to ourselves. That's how the kingdom of God grow. And beware lest you say in your mind and heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. God empowers us to get wealth. But you should earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. God keeps his promises. Amen. Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 18. Now, God does indeed want to be involved in our finances. Most Christians who are defeated in their finances are defeated because they believe and confess the words of the enemy, and those words hold them in bondage. What we believe and speak affects the natural world, including our finances. God has given us his word so that we can understand these spiritual laws. When you work with these laws, they work with you. When you work against God's spiritual laws, they work against you. when you speak negative about your financial situation, you have what you say and believe. That's why people be saying, I'm so broke, girl, I'm broke. No, don't speak those words. Here's a very important spiritual law. You can have what you say. With your words, you can choose life or death, poverty or riches, sickness or health. You may tithe 10%, work hard, and pray for prosperity every day. But if your words are negative and contrary to God's word, you could stay in debt, struggling to make ends meet. Words are powerful, but God's word is full of creative power. When you agree with what God has said about you, speaking his word, your circumstances will begin to change and line up with his will for your life. That's a good message. You'll catch it on the way home if it did not resonate in your spirit right now. But words are seeds as well. The message is words, and words are seeds, and the seed has been sown. Amen. It doesn't take all that hooping and hollering and screaming. Of all things, you know, you ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and of all things, get understanding. But faith comes by hearing the word of God. A lot of people, I'm not comparing, giving you the word. A lot of people don't hear plain and simple teaching like this. Now, I remember when I was relocating from Dallas, my youngest daughter was 2 months at the time. She's 25 now, but this testimony rises in my, it stays in my spirit forever. And I was relocating from Dallas, Texas to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was attending to Faith Soldiers Work Ministry, Pastor Carl Turner in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they was collecting the tithes offering. So at the time, my income was $1,500, so I tithed $150. Now, remind you, I was relocating. I just got off the U-Haul truck. And the U-Haul truck had broke down, excuse me, and God just brought us through. It was just my daughter and my two-month-old baby sitting in the middle of the U-Haul truck. And so I had like a $20 bill in the bottom of my purse. I've always been a tither, so I was like, shoot, I need a place to stay. I was staying with my girlfriend, but, you know, I had two kids. Well, actually, you know, I had two kids with me, but I have four altogether. And to make a long story short, no, I'm not going to rush my testimony because somebody needs to hear this. So I didn't have a place to stay. I was my girlfriend, rest her soul, she's gone on to be with the Lord. And so I only had a $20 bill, so I looked down there, and I just took the $20 bill and put in the offering. And didn't think nothing of it. Just being obedient. Wasn't nothing I could do with it, because a closed hand would never receive anything. The pastor of the church, Carl Turner, he said, wait a minute. She's speaking to the congregation. He said, now I have to be obedient. He said, it's a family in this church right now I want to be a blessing to. And everybody was clapping and everything. And he said, I got to be obedient. He said, now I'm telling y'all, this is good seed. This is good seed money. So y'all be obedient. He said, and I want a blessing with $500. And everybody started clapping and everything. I'm clapping too. He said, Cassandra Brand, stand up, please. I just couldn't do nothing but praise God and break down in tears because I just gave my last $20. And that collection was $1,500.88. They gave me every dime of it. Then when I got home, got back to my girlfriend's house, U-Haul had called me on a Sunday to tell me that they were refunding me $500 from the trip of using their truck from Dallas, Texas to North Carolina, to Charlotte, North Carolina. Remind you, I paid my tithes $150. I was in an abusive relationship trying to get away. And to get the truck, I didn't even have no driver's license. And the man had rented me the truck, made sure I had a full tank of gas, and let me rent the truck with no driver license. And my friend, our good friend, had sent me the $400 to get the truck. You see how? You can't be God-given. You can't be God-given. So I would love to elaborate on that, but what we would like to do right now, because I know I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. So what we're going to do right now, oh, also please, if you like to advertise, because we are in 32 plus countries now, we're still growing. You can contact me. If you're interested in co-hosting, you can also contact me. Looking for sales and commission, people that's good in sales. It will only be a commission because you'll be doing it on digital marketing. Because this is about growth. And on this station, we like to usher people into their divine purpose. Also, we have airtime available, airtime spaces available. You can contact me about that as well. And if you like to donate, because we're growing and need some more equipment, we'd like to start working on the audio right now, the audio. Please contact me about these things. Donation, advertisement, airtime, co-hosting, a job for sales, for commissions, okay? Those are the things that we are looking for right now. Now, let us pray for finances. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice. Lead us in prayer, Heavenly Father. We bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray your word over our finances, and we thank you for manifesting your word and our life according to 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. But thou should remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers. As it is this day, according to Deuteronomy 8:1, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said, according to Mark 11:23. And these are they which sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100, according to Mark 4 and 20. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction, according to Proverbs 13 and 3. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:13-19. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessities. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have an all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work, according to 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name and on the authority of your holy word, I call my debts paid in full. That I speak to you in Jesus' name, be paid and be gone. Dematerialize and cease exist. I now declare that all my debts, mortgage, and notes are paid in full, canceled, or dissolved. I pray in Jesus' holy name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Whew. You got to speak to that debt. Power of words. Positive thinking, renewing of the mind. And one way to start that is being grateful.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
victory.
The victory.
one. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, 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 just
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
You put food on the table.
Again, because I do have one more witness. Come here, Rubenstein.
Lord.
Yes, give him a praise and be grateful and thankful. Amen. Now, we're not gonna close out. This is gonna be a new beginning. No matter where you are right now, what part of the world you're in right now, what country, if you're at work in your car, you're in the bed, you're in the bathroom, on your knees, on your back. If you have not given yourself and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you could do it right now, no matter where you are. If you have backslid and you think you can find your way back, love is what draws you. The love of God. Love so much he gave his only begotten son who died on the cross so that we may have eternal life. Being born again, renewed by the spirit and in the mind. So if you're ready, you ain't got to worry about nobody looking at you or what people think. This is between you and God building your relationship. One-on-one. Repeat after me. If you don't have the strength to say it out loud, just say it in your mind. But make sure it comes from your heart. Because when you repent and you ask God and accept God to come into your life, Jesus, to come into your life, they're not two separate people. They're the same person, okay? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We all work together, all works together. But this is the first step, because God is not an author of confusion or power, love, and a sound mind. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. You don't have to jump over benches and roll around the floor and run around the church. You just, it's it. Now, once you accept Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, ask God to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Don't go church hopping looking for a prophecy. Okay? Ask God to guide you where you need to be so that you can grow from where you are. Amen. I have truly enjoyed this morning. As I said, we went a little extra, but God is the creator of time. He's outside of time. He's the God of Elohim. 1,000 years to us is a blink of eye to him. When you said that center prayers, it was like a blink of an eye. And now your whole life will change. I ain't promised our sunshine no rain, because the flowers that are so beautiful won't even be able to grow without rain. Okay? Just make sure, if you can, at 5 a.m., join me here. Spend time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. You have a very blessed, prosperous, and productive day.